in Eretz Yisrael.
I was in Yerushalayim, the Makom of Shechina in a Betela, Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis Abchira. By the way, I really wasn't going to plan on giving a shmuz, but Bluestein said something that really hit home, and Imam, I'm telling you, he gets credit, he commits me. Usually he stops shir, but now he created shir. But he has to make up for it. But he said, the Emes, it's about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really you have to remind yourself, that's what it's about. No matter where you are, it's about, even the Talmud Torah, it's about getting to know Hashem, understanding, reading His diary, getting close to Him. And that's what it's all about. So if this helps a little chizuk, it's kedai to delve into. Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh, ki yadua. I don't know if I'm quoting it correctly, but I saw it years ago, I think. Rashi Tevis, I think from the Sanzer. I have to get you exactly who said it. But Parshas Re'eh is Rashi Tevis Rosh Chodesh Elul Hayoyim, and it's mamish a real shocker when you read Parshas Re'eh and Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's such an opportunity, Rabbi. So we have a full Gansa Chodesh to be mischadish and to renew and to get back to what life is supposed to be like, and to connect to things that we're supposed to be connecting to. And the emes is that the Torah, the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, speaks about different areas. And it says in Pasuk Tes, in Perek Yud Beis, Ki lo yibasam arata el amenucha vel anachla, asher adonai lecha noisin lach. Vavartem es hayarden v'yishavtem ba'aretz asher adonai leheichem manchil eschem v'niach lechem mikol oyveichem misoviv v'yishavtem betach. The Torah introduces to us at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, ki lo yibasam el amenucha vel anachla. You didn't come to the time, to the place of respite, of rest, of calming, of the ultimate treasure, Yerusha. And Rashi tells us from Chazal, from the Gemara in Zvachim, from the Sifrei, that El Menucha Zu Shilo, El Anachla Zu Yerushalayim. But that's not usually the way you refer to a place. You know, I was thinking about this. I was in Yerushalayim, I was walking up from the Kaisel with my wife. We were... I was telling my boys today after Shacharis, like, different, like, my wife was telling me that the daytime, it's like more, going to the Kaisel is like more, a little shtickle, more tourists. Like, you go late at night, I have to tell you, like, the things that I heard about at night. Like, those are the people that are mamish going there, chatzois, you know, like, saying Tehillim. It's just an under, so my, you know, you guys hear of like a T4, my son's like very into T4s. So my son like says back to me, he's like, oh, I'm with the tzaddikim at Chatzos, you know, like that's where we go, you know, like it was funny, but there's a different experience at night, and it happens to be also cooler, but we were walking back at night from the Kaisel. There's a woman who just turned to me and she says to me, Slicha, ech magiim la makoma kotel, la makoma mikdash. And like clearly a person who's never been there, who needs directions, who... So I turned to my wife after we explained to her how to get there, and I said, this is mamish, this week's parsha. I'll explain to you what this means. You know, the Chazon Ish pointed out, Chofetz Chaim also points it out, there's a chiyuv when it comes to the Yira Miklot to put signs, to direct, a right over here, a left over here, a direction over here, down the block over here. You put signs to get to the Yira Miklot. The Rambam never mentions the Chiyuv to put signs when it comes to Alila Regel, and you would think that there should be signs. You have to know. You have to really know the direction. So I said this to my wife. I said, you know, she just reminded me, this week's Parsha is a mitzvah of Alila Regel, and this reminded me of this Chazon Ish, but it's much deeper than that. I was thinking about it, and I was a guy from England who was walking with his kids and his wife, And they were like eavesdropping on our conversation. And he turned to his wife and he says, "You see what Yerushalayim is?" He says, "You have Chazanish. People told Chazanish is in the middle of the walkway." So we were Baruch Hashem. I said, "I'm not from Eretz Yisrael," but so it was. But it mamash struck me when that person asked me, "Where's the Makom HaMikdash? Where? How do I get to the Kaisel? Where?" So the Emet says, "You go through this week's parsha. That's what this week's parsha is all about." And it says that you're going to pass through the Yarden and you're going to come in, and it refers to Eretz Yisrael. El amnucha vel anachla. And Rashi comes and tells you Yerushalayim and Shiloh. And then the Torah goes and continues and says what? Kiyem el amokom asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem mikol shivteichem. That's where you should go. V'hoya amokom asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem by l'shakein shmoy shom. Shama toviyu kol asher nechum tzavchem. You should bring karbonis. Where? El amokom. Don't bring karbonis anywhere. You can't eat maaser sheni in your own cities. Rabbi Isai, what's going on over here? Why can't the Rabbi Shalom tell me and give me directions? It's not only a diuk, like the Chazon Ish points out, that there's a chiluk between the din of Golos, that you have to have signs on the road, you have to have directions, they have to put in a destination and a ways. Igata. Right, where are you? Right, where am I going? But it's a kasha on the Torah, Rabbeinu Shloilom. Parshas Re'eh, a new parsha, eating my sasheni in Yerushalayim, bringing karbonis in the Mokam HaMikdosh. Where is this place, for goodness sake? Tell me about it. What is it called? Did you ever see the word Yerushalayim in the Torah? Does anyone know the origin of the name Yerushalayim? Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. And Shalem, it's really a combination of two words. Yira Shalem. Shlemus with Yira. That's another shmooze, another Meshech Chachma. We'll talk about later on in the year maybe. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. This is the ultimate. This is the destination. Higata. Higata, Lamakom. Yeah, I'm still in ways into Israel. This lady's kasha that she asked me, Eifo Makom HaMikdash, his mom is glaring at you. It's coming out of this week's parasha. I should have turned to her and I said, Baruch Shekivanta. That's the kasha. After I said the vort, the next person that asked me, I said, Eifo Zed, Eifo, I'll tell you the vort. It's a nekuda. Mitzvah Shem, I don't want to ruin it. The boy said, what's going on over here? You open up a parsha Re'eh. So yeah, we don't notice it because Rashi tells us. He says, Menucha Zushilo, Nachla Zirushalayim. Why? Why so vague? What's pshat? So that means the Rambam Meir Nevuchim, I found his oimid on this kash. And he has a very interesting answer, very strategic answer. And basically the Yisoid HaDover is, that he suggests, is that you like to keep the money that you have, you keep it in your safe. You know, the accounts that you don't like publicize all the accounts that you have. It's Hashem, you guys are going to be matzliach in real estate and whatever you're going to be matzliach in. Don't just be a pasha to you. You don't have to flaunt all the use your money. You recognize that it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom and keep it. Keep your passwords. Keep your codes to yourself. It's also like Yerushalayim. Why do we have to tell the Yomus Ha'olam everyone about this? You know, it's just gonna be a mess. So they're just gonna know about what this place is all about. So we don't like to publicize. We don't want to say all these things. We keep it vague. That's an interesting, practical malach. But Rabbi Isai, I think the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us something very important, which I think is the answer to the Yisoid that the Chazon Ish tells us about the chiluk between getting to an area that's practical that is a place of refuge to save ourselves from the Goel Adam when we killed B'Shogeg, a protection that needs a destination and needs to be there quick and is a specific locale. And Yerushalayim and Makom HaMikdash and the Makom HaSheYivchar of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There once was a couple, I read this story. A chosh of a couple. I think I read it was actually a couple that was close to the Babacher Rebbe. And it was many years ago. I think it was the head of the Chafetz Chaim, one of the Chafetz Chaims in New York. And Nebuch, they had one son that was mamish, like not interested in Yiddishkeit, not interested in Avodas Hashem. And it was very hurtful to them, and they didn't talk about it. And they had a close relationship with the Rebbe, and they never even brought it up with the Rebbe until one day that the Rebbe himself brought it up, what's with this boy? And it was so hard for them to even discuss. And they told, ultimately, it got out to the Rebbe that unfortunately he's mamish not interested, and he's dating this girl, and she's a goya, and it's mamish going to look like that we're going to mamish hit the greatest roadblock in Yiddishkeit possible, and he's going to get married to a non-Jewish woman. So the Rebbe said, you have to immediately arrange a trip to Eretz Yisrael and bring him along. And Mirtz Hashem, all there'll be Yeshuas and a Hatzlacha in Eretz Yisrael. And he'll find the Shidduch there, and Mirtz Hashem will start coming back. So they were very excited. The Rebbe gave him a bracha. They go home, they arrange this whole geshmaka trip to Eretz Yisrael. And they introduce it to the son. And what happens? It's not interesting. I'm just like, you know, I have my clubs, I have my parties, I have my social network over here. Like, why do I want to go to this little small dinky crunchy the size of New Jersey, you know, like right now? Like, it's not on my radar, it's not. So they're so upset, you know, the whole bracha of the Rebbe, the whole vision, he's not even like letting it, you know, letting us take the steps to even get there. So they come visit the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, "Knew what happened?" So he said, "Unfortunately, you know, he brought it up. He said that he's not even interested in going on the trip. Doesn't look like we're going to have." So the Rebbe immediately turned to them, Rabbi Say, "Listen to this." The Rebbe immediately turned to them, and he says, if he's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, if he's not going to go to Yerushalayim, then let Yerushalayim come to him. They didn't know what he was talking about. They didn't understand what he was saying. Within a few weeks, they were in a store. A girl came in. The father happened to meet her. A geshmaka girl. And a Jewish girl from a family in Los Angeles put things together. Baruch Hashem arranged that he made the boy. Within a few weeks, they were engaged. Baruch Hashem, on the way to live a Yiddish lifestyle and to build a Jewish home. What did the Rebbe say? Rabbi, what did the Rebbe say on this first day, the first days of Zman that we're opening up Maseches Gittin? And we're learning about Kedusha Sa'aretz on this Rosh Chodesh Elul Parshas Re'eh, that the Torah is so vague, Al Amnucha Vel Anachla, and it won't tell us where this space is, and anyone who comes in and doesn't know anything, it doesn't know how to read Rashi, won't know Bichlal what the Torah is talking about, which is such a kasha, like that lady that never came to the Kaisel, and she turned to me and she says, Eifo Makom HaMikdash, Ani Ro'e Achumish Parshas Re'eh, Zelo Omer Li Eifo Lalechet. You know what the Rebbe is saying? A greisi aside. You all think that it's only in one makim. You all think that if I don't get the chance to take a flight
or this past summer I didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, that I can't create Kedushas Hamoko. And the Rabbi Shalom says, absolutely not. And the Rebbe said that if you can't have Eretz Yisrael there, you can't actually be in that Oso Mokom. So bring the Mokom and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim to where you are. It's B'Mokom Asher Yivchar. You want to attach yourself to a Yiddishtik life. You want to attach yourself to a growth-oriented existence. To being Nishba, by Mushba, by the Mokom HaMikdosh, which is what Aliyah L'Regel was for. To know that Shechina is alive and well. To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach. And that's why the Asara Nisim is. You think that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants a world of just Nisim? You think that that's a pathetic life? He understands that we're human beings. So we have to come Aliyah L'Regel and we have to see Chalas that the Ritva and Yuma says has smoke coming out of it. But that shouldn't be, your whole Yiddishkeit shouldn't be totally on that. We unfortunately, we fall into the traps after a whole summer and we every day the same thing and we are just like not connected to anything the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. So we need an injection. We need a burst of chizuk. But Be'emes, the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us what? That on a certain level we could have Mokom Yerushalayim here. You could be learning in Rav Nevinzel's Kollel. Why? Just because the walls over here are weird? You're not sitting in the Chur of a Shul, or you're not sitting next to a falafel store, so that makes a difference. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, the Torah says in this week's parsha. You're mamish children of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You think that he's not paying your bills when you're going to a camp somewhere else in Chutz Laretz, in Los Angeles, said the Rebbe, in Africa. You're putting Matem L'Hashem L'Keichem. He paid for your summer camp. He's paying for your YU tuition. He's taking care of you here. He's Mashkiach with you. So now I'm going to say, I can't because I'm not during my year. It's not Eretz Yisrael. I'm not learning by Rabbi Ifra. Ooh, Rabbi Bina's not in front of me. So what? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is here. And when he tells you about the Chiyuv to be Makriv Karbanos, which is our Parsha, Rabbi Isai. It's a new parsha. Parshas Re'eh is the entrance into Eretz Yisrael, the entrance into Maseches Gittin, the entrance into the Gvulim. You know what the Rabbeinu Shalom says? I am not giving a specific address. I'm not even going to refer to it by name. Apella. I never saw anyone write about this. Or other than Marvuchim. You read through the Torah, you don't even have to see Mefarshim. Everybody says the kashas are glaring. It's mamish, this girl who's never been at the Kosel Arovi. That's the kasha on our parsha. When she asked that kasha, I said to my wife, oh, what a geschmack of kasha. The lady's like, she's like, well, I just want to know where to go. Geschmack! Thus is the chazanish. You don't need signs when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel. You don't need signs because it's not specifically about a destination, on a deeper level. You don't need a maramakom of a certain place because you know what it's about. Be'etzem, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to tell you, it's about creating a makom asher yivchar Hashem, and that's true about your dorm room. That's true about your chavrusa. That's true about your phone calls with your parents and with the girl you're going out with and the dates that you're on. It's true about the cafeteria. It's true about the Shabbos. It's true about the Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that no one else is learning right now, or you have some extra time, and now I'm going to decide, what am I going to do with this extra time? But what's usually done by other people? What's accepted and what's not accepted? That's not B'mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem! I don't live in communities, Moshe Mordechai, that other people are choosing. I live in communities, B'mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem! I have to ask myself, is this shtig, is this house a mokum that the Rebbeinu Shalom will say, that's my address. That's my mokum. That represents choshen mishpat, orachayim, yoridea, areas that I can relate to. It's not just a mezuzah on the door. It's a mezuzah in the doorway. It's a mezuzah that's imbuing itself onto the doorway. Mokum asher yivchar Hashem. Rabbi said, go through the parasha, b'mabr sedra, it's a peleh. Where? It's
not only about. And I'm trying to say the chedushim and al pi din rabbi say avada. There's a din of Yerushalayim. Avada chalila v'chas. A person should eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is obviously telling us so much, something so much deeper, when he chooses to delineate and to tell us these dinim that he doesn't specifically tell us where. And he tells it about Ela Menucha Vela Nachma. You know what that means? It means you can get to a place in Yiddishkeit. You can get to a place at a certain age, Rabbi Yisrael, and usually this happens when you're older. If I give you a bracha that should happen when you're younger, the early stage of your marriages, you could just be, I'm so confident, I'm so connected with the Bar Yisrael, I am so b'menucha. I'm so b'menucha. And you know what? I don't have to prove anything to anyone else. I don't have to do anything because I'm shticky or because I need to be accepted or because I need to fit a certain criteria. I do it because that's what I want. I do it because that's who I am. You know what that does? That removes all the anxiety. That removes all the frustrations. It creates a calm, a sense of serenity. You're okay. You're confident in what you're supposed to be doing and what's supposed to be leading you in your life. That's true avodas Hashem. El amnucha zocht Rashi zu Yerushalayim zu Shilo. This person, wherever he was, created a makom hamikdash. You reached a certain height. You see, even the makom hamikdash was originally in different areas. There was the menucha stage, the nachla stage. What's nachla? Nachla means something that's automatic. A Yerusha, a nachla. Something, a person dies, I don't have to make a ma'aser kinyan. It's a pella. Rabbi say, in every other area of halacha, in the laws of Chesh and Mishpah, I have to do a ma'aser kinyan. We spoke about this a lot last year. The das machna, the das koine. What kinyan did you do? Did you do mashiach? Did you do akbal? Did you do kinyan chotzer? Did you do chalipin? Did you do any of these ma'aser kinyanim that now creates and instates that you are now the owner and the proprietor of this item? Yet what? There's one area that doesn't happen. Nachla. Yerusha. It flows. It flows automatically. A person dies, he has certain assets, passes over to his leg. The Brok Harada Avua, the son, is the leg of his father. And it passes over. Get to a certain point. It's not only common. It's not only like, I need this. This is who I am. And I'm doing it for myself. And I'm confident. El Amenucha. It's also something that's not. This is what I do. I wake up in the morning, I speak to you, Hashem. I go to breakfast, I make a bracha and I close my eyes. And I speak to you, Baruch Ato Hashem. And I create a new re'eh. Look around. What is life about? Sometimes we're going in the wrong direction. We're looking for the signs, but the signs are all going in the other way. The signs in a treif of velt. The signs in a velt that's oilam hafachu, like Chazal tell us. What signs are you following? You know where the signs are over here? They didn't have signs for Aliyah Lerego because the signs are right here. You don't need signs. It's not a specific area. It's b'mokom asher yivchar. It's when your person decides and he says, I'm going to make a mokom mikdosh in my house. V'shalchanti b'soy chom. This is mamish straight in the parasha on this side. Creating Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, those experiences that we had, those lights that were lit up in our lives, Hanukkah time, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Rabbi Zayin saying, why isn't this a Menucha v'Nachla in my life? Why isn't this the status quo? Why isn't this the Chazaka? Why isn't this consistently happening? So Rabbi Shalom wants, I'm in the Gullah, so the Mamela, I can't be a full-fledged yid. No, I chose the way to teach these dinim, said the Rabbi Shalom. Where's the Mokum HaMikdash? Give me directions. Ask yourself. Ask yourself, lady. Ask yourself about your life. There's a reason why you just asked me that question, lady. There's something that's burning inside of you that wants to find that Mokum HaMikdash. It's not just to take a picture on your iPhone so you can send it home in the chat rooms. Ask yourself, lady. Eifo Mokum HaMikdash. Let's learn a little Parshas Re'eh, lady. B'mokom asher yivchar Hashem. B'menucha v'l'anachla. If we can't get to Yerushalayim, we can't get that to Eretz Yisrael, Zokta Rebbe, so then let's bring it here. Let's create a lifestyle that the Rabbeinu Shalom will be all around us. let's recognize that the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to teach us to thrive in the Galus, to thrive in this makom and in this treifa welt. Say it like it is, everybody said. Stop being apologetic. You're not going to be able to fight it if you don't identify the enemy. In this treifa welt. It just got much more treif than the shmuzim last year. And that's the way it's going, everybody said. I'm not saying that to be fire because I don't like fire. Okay, don't know anyone who says I'm fire, I'm not fire. I'm trying to be emistic. I'm trying to be real. And I'm trying to make an amokam ashayiv charashem. That's what I want. That's what I want for my marriage. That's what I want for my kids. That's what I want for their future. That's what I want for my community. And that's what I want for you guys, Rabosa. That's what I want for you guys. Kills me. Kills me when a Talmud is not matzlich in that direction. It's not being boicher. It's not creating a bias that the Rabbeinu Shalom would say, ah, azan nachas. I don't care about anything else. That's the ultimate. Boy said everything's got to be in sync with that. What's at the chasms? What are we allowing at our chasms? What type of communities are we moving into? What are the goals? What's the ikker? What's the tafel? You don't have all of these issues right now, all of you. But remember what I'm saying right now. Is this matzav, is this situation, is this decision that me and my kala, that me and my wife, that me and the girl that I'm going out with are deciding right now, is that creating a mokum HaShem Yivchar HaShem? Can this identify with what we're going to do in Yerushalayim? Oh, by the kosher, you got to dress appropriately. You got to dress, you're in the mokum HaMikdash, what do you mean? That's not what the Rabbi Shalom said, for goodness sake. The Rabbi Shalom said, build for me a mokum HaShem Yivchar HaShem. That means by you. It means in your home, in your community, in your lives. It means it can extend outwards, like the Rebbe said. Bring Yerushalayim home. Bring the Beis HaMikdash home. Bring Eretz Yisrael home. Don't make it that it's specifically over there. Darton, that's when I'll do, that's when I'll change. It's fake. That's external, that's superficial. Don't change your mode of reality based on a location. Be real. Make it a menucha. Make it a nach. It's Hashem Rabbeisai. We are going to build our lives this year in Mitzvah. And this Rosh Chodesh Elul will daven Dasha. Should allow us to create this room, to create this vibe, this chevra. A mamish could build a makom shechina that the Rabbeinu Shalom will say, ah, that's the real estate I want. Makom hashi, that's the place that I want. That's the service that I want. That's my house that I'm choosing. And then if we could connect to Kodshim, we could connect to real, true, deep Avodas Hashem. It won't even need signs. That will Mirtz Hashem be mamish, natural. You'll know, it'll be instinctive. Where to go? What do you mean where to go? Wherever the Rebbeinu Shalom's telling me to go, that's where I'm going. It's not a specifically, you know, a Shasad Chak that I have to escape and I have no idea where this location is, like the Golus, like the Goel Adam. No. I hear the call. I hear the calling inside. It's telling me exactly where to go. And I have a natural gravitational approach to Aliyah L'Regel. The boys say, it's true on a physical level. It's true in the way the Rabbeinu Shalom depicts the areas of Ma'aser Sheni, of Hakrobas Karbonis, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Anyone who could see it's glaring in our Parsha. It's true in every element of our lives. Our lives have to be one phrase. Is it a makom asher yivchar Hashem? I give you all a bruch. You should all shtag and realize that this makom, you want to know something? I learned in a lot of different places. I learned in a lot of different yeshivas, you always say. I've been, what they say, around the block. Okay? Baruch Hashem, I had tzchusim, I ran in Hashkacha Pratis, Chavitzel Sasharim, Torah, who was my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, and I went back after Smicha. We learned together, Shechter's son and I, Shai Shechter, we had the eschus to learn with the Chavetzel Sasharon. See his unbelievable Svar Malatayra. I haven't seen him in years. And, someone asked me on the plane who knew me and says, are you going to visit any of your older babe? I said, have him, you know, to go visit Karlbach to reconnect with him. You know, and it didn't work out, whatever. I didn't have the ability to go. It didn't work out. On this Friday night at at the Kaisel in the middle of talking to someone, and Rebbe Shlomamish puts him in front of my face. This guy is a Yerushalmi, a person who learns Yoimim V'Layla. He's not a tourist. He's not, it's just, he's not going to the Kaisel on a Friday night. You know, Stam, like, that was Hashkacha. We both knew how much Hashkacha that was. That I happened to be there last minute. I was in Eretz Yisrael. He said to me, you don't understand, I'm never here. I never come here. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted me to meet up with him. I don't even know why am I saying this? Whatever it is, everybody say, oh, that's why I was saying this, yeah. So it was gevaldik, mamish, the opportunity to learn with him. You know where my makom mashiach parashat? You know where I learned my most? And that changed my life the most. Not Karen Biav then, not in those years, not this place. This place is my Ashmakom Ashiviv Karashem. This is my Mokom. And yes, there's a bodega across the street. And yes, sometimes you'll see in Mitzvah Shem, they're going to play music in the middle of Shir. We're not going to know if it's Jewish music or some new music from some new Jewish composer who thinks he's playing Jewish music. And you're going to have Sveikis, and I'm going to ask you in the middle of Shir, is this Jewish music or is this Jewish music? And I'm going to tell you that's how bad the music is. The voice side, this is the Mokom Ashiyah Krasham. With all of that, with all of the timers, enough of the timers, stop. You have such little time here, Rabbi Yisai. You have the ability to create this Mokom. So let's take this message of the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael, of the Sugya that we're starting off with, of understanding what it means and being able to flow and merge Mokom Ashchina into Mokom Eretz Yisrael, like the Rav said so beautifully yesterday, that the reason Kedusha Shniyah was everlasting was because Ezra merged it together with Kedusha Shchina that was Eina Betela from the Mikdash, like the Rambam writes in Beis Abchira of Perek Vav. And that's an everlasting kedusha that can never be nisbatal. But let's realize in MS that there is, it's not, the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't even speak specifically about a Mokom HaMikdash. He speaks about a Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And he's so vague about Yerushalayim and the Mokom HaMikdash in every single state, in every single clause, in every single halacha that he teaches us in the Tzitz Parsha. And it's all a Menucha V'Anachla. And it's a Pele. And it needs beer. Why is the Rebbeinu Shalom being so vague about something so critical to Jewish life that we yearned for and that we waited for so many years? Yet Rabbi Shai, I think we have the answer. I think the Rebbe is exactly alluding to what we're saying. And you need that bracha where you are, Rabbi Shai. You can create a Makom HaMikdash where you live, no matter where it is. And I'm telling you, it's not about where your family davens. It's not about who. I've seen the matzlich. It's not about yichus. It's not about anything else. It's about makom hashiyuchar. It's not about physical signs. It's not about where you're coming from. It's not about who you're davening by. It's not about any of this stuff. It's about ein dover ha'oymed b'fnei haratzon. It's about, do you want it? Are you ready to build a makom hashiyuchar? So boysai, let's build on this. Let's capitalize on this. Let's remember this throughout Elul. Through the Yom Tov, through the Yom Naram, throughout Sukkot, throughout the Zman, and let's be koine a kinyan ad de'ad with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Mirtz Hashem make a b'chiras makom in our lives. Shkoyach.